A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabweans who have lived in the diaspora and are returning home or are planning to do so.
Some Zimbabweans who have lived in the diaspora find it hard when they get back home, while others are now doing well, having returned armed with skills they obtained while in the diaspora.
Tonight, we also have Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag Movement as one of our guests. Well, as you will know, Mawarire last year lived briefly here in the United States and returned home where he has unveiled a coalition of social media organizations.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo kambe balaleli lamhlanje ke lilanga le diaspora lapho sihlangana ke kuhlelo lwe diaspora forum sixoxa ngokwenzakala kuzizalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Yiko ke lamhlanje sikhangela izizalane zeZimbabwe ezike zahlala emazweni eseziphindele ekhaya, ezinye engezifuna ukuthi ziphenduke kodwa zilokho zikhona apha ngenxa yomumo welizwe, zilokho zithikaza ukuthi zibuyele na, kumbe njalo abanye ngabahambileyo baphenduke ekhaya baphumelela kakhulu. Jonga
Ongu nasi urukuro iri panyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinenge zvafunga kudzokera kumusha. Vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa ndagarisa ndiri kunze, regai tidzokere kumusha. Hanzi mudzimu weshiri uri mudendere, kumusha ndo mudendere, regai tidzokere kumatongo. Vamwe vachitaiwa kuno takauya kungonoshava. Kana takwanisa kunge taakuzvimirira todzokera kumusha tonotanga zvinhu zvedu tega. Vamwe vachiri kuronga kudzokera kumusha, ndo vatiri kuda kuti tikurukure vanhu vachitiudza pamusoro pepfungwa yekudzokera. Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kudzokera kumusha? Chii chiri kukusundai? Vamwe vari kunotanga mabhizimusi avo, vamwe vari kunoshanda makambani agara ariko kuZimbabwe, vamwe vachipindawo mune zvematongerwo enyika. Tinonzwa vamwe vanosvikotonyorisa mapata avo ezvematongerwo enyika vachimirirawo kuzokwikwidza musarudzo dza 2018. Saka ndo nyaya tiri kukurukura. Sununguka yekupinda muchirongwa ndechenyu. Vari kunze kwenyika, nemi vari kumusha, muri kutambira sei urongwa huri kuitwa nevana vanenge vachibva kunze kwenyika vachiuya muZimbabwe kuzotanga zvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana. Ngatikurukurei, chirongwa ndechedu. Gande.
Yes, Jonga, like we said previously, tonight we are expecting as one of our guests Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag Movement. Also, we are looking forward to be having a businesswoman, Monica Chiwunda, who lived here in the United States but has gone back home where she's doing quite well. And we also expecting to have Dr. Admo Olani Chuma, who is in the UK, in the United Kingdom. Dr. Chuma Jonga had a very interesting posting on Facebook today, which provoked a lot of discussion today. Mm-hmm. And the topic he was tackling was this topic that we are talking about going back home. And Dr. Chuma was saying, you know what? come what may, home is now England. He's not going back to Zimbabwe.
Home is where you are.
Yes, so we'll hear more when he joins us.
Ndizvo zvo tirikutarisira zvakare kunge tina vaCaston Mateo, vaMateo vari ku United Kingdom ku Britain uko. Vari nhengo yebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai. Vagara vachitaura vaMateo kuti ini ndirikudzokera kumusha. Ndakakumbirwa nevanhu vemunharaunda yeMarondera Central mudunhu reMashonaland East kuti ndinge ndichizoyawo ndichikwikwidza ndigovamirira mudare reParamende. Ndo vamwe vanhu vari kutaiwa tiri kudzokera kumusha. Kana zvinhu zvikava zvangoita, vatambirwa nebato ravo urongwa ihwohwo hwekuti vange vachimirira bato musarudzo, vaMateo vakagadzirira kudzokera kumusha. Tinotarisira kuti kana nhare dzikasatinetsa, tichange tiina Pastor Ivan Mawarire hashtag this flag, mumwe vanhu vakambogarawo kunze kwenyika, vakambogara kuUnited Kingdom kwemakore akati kuti vakadzokera kumusha, vakazouyawo muno muAmerica kwemwedzi akati kuti vakadzokera zvakare kumusha. Tichabatawo zvakare muzvinabhizimusi muzvare Monica Chiunda vakanga vari muno muAmerica muVirginia vakadzokera kumusha. Tinonzwa kuti vakatanga chikoro chepamusoro soro chevana. Tina zvakare Dr. Admiral Chuma vari kutaurwa nemumwe wangu Chris Gande kuti vari kuUnited Kingdom. Nhasi vambonyorawo zvakare pamadande mutanda apa vachitaura kuti aiwa zvekumusha kuti kumusha kuZimbabwe kwavari handizvo, kumusha ndepavari iwo. Kusaka kumusha kwavari iwo kuUnited Kingdom ndo kumusha kwavo, kwete zvokuchafunga kuti ndoterera bhuku ripi mwedzi uno, bhuku rekumusha here kwangu kuZumba kana bhuku rekuno kuSilver Spring. Sabhuku wekuZumba ndobomukumbira kuti dzimwe nguva ndichanonoka kupa mutero ndichambokavha zvimwe. Hanzi aiwa naDr. Chuma, handizvo munhu gara mubhuku raugere pauri nguva iyoyo. Ndizvozvo Chris.
Yebo Jonga. Valaleli, siyalinxusa lani kuti lisitindeke kunombolo zethu ezithi zona 001 202 619 2077. Lolu ke lucingo eluthiwa singathi thina yi-direct line. I-direct line ke liyasitshayela ke silifake emoyeni, kodwa ke silalo njalo ucingo olwe WhatsApp ukuthi lingasithumela ke inombolo zenu. Silitshayela ucingo inombolo ze WhatsApp ngu 001 202 465 0318. Jonga.
Chris, we are joined by Mrs. Monica Chiunda. Miss Monica Chiunda, Zimbabwean businesswoman. She was once based here in America in Virginia, but now she decided to go back home. Maybe we can start by hearing from her what drove her to go back to Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum Live Talk, Miss Chiunda.
Thank you.
Maybe you can start by telling our listeners and also the hosts what drove you to go back to Zimbabwe.
I think I was young when I went to the United States. And you know, when you're young, you set some goals for yourself. I set some goals for myself, and you know, some of those things were, you know, going to school, getting a degree, getting a master's in education, getting a job, buying a house, you know, doing everything that, you know, that means success in America. So after I'd achieved all those things, you know, I think I got to the what now point where I started asking myself, you know, you've achieved all these things, but, you know, this is not home. You know, it's wonderful, it's great, but it was just time to come back home.
Ndichiendesa mberi nechizezuru, muri kuona zviri sei madzokera kumusha muchinotangawo zvinhu zvenyu mega?
It's a scary decision. We have to go after such a long time. It means that I've been going after such a long time. Lying down, didn't mean to end up scoring everything that I needed to do in the country. And I can't go to America. But, you know, if you're successful, if you can be successful in America, you can be successful back home. So we can always start again. Kuno Kumba, I mean, going to America or starting kuno kuna lato mbo gara kuno kuno Zimbabwe. So it was picking up from, I mean, it was almost like starting afresh because it was almost like 16 years later. So, and, you know, it was starting afresh kuno kuno Zimbabwe, but I also did my homework before coming back.
So,
because we take look diaspora, what we do is to know, we think that some of these things is linked to the attraction of to America, South Africa, some of the names that are UK. We think these things are not available in Zimbabwe. What I'd also learned while I was away was, you know, a lot of people had come back to Zimbabwe or gone back to my country now and started to do a business. But the reason why it did not work was people did not do their research. Munano assume that Africa is going to be Zimbabwe. Munobaya an idea yake. And Munobaya can be taken. And then it failed because no one actually took the time to go to the one hour with the Kuno Zuni. Because as much as people think that Africa is going to be Zimbabwe, Kuno So, even before I came to Kunogo, I actually took some time off December 2013. I came here for 17 days. All I did was to fund my preschool, you know, my educational institutions and, you know, going to my schools and to one of the teachers. Mainly what I really wanted to find out was, actually, I don't wonder if you are, as we say, but I don't wonder if you are, I'm very happy at you. So, you know, so, and I wanted to see if you can read one of America comparing this to Kunoko. Where are they? You will find the So I was here for 17 days doing just that. We were funding my school kit, which you won.
So
I think from that, like I did those, and then I could do that.
Which business line did you follow when you went back to Zimbabwe?
I mean, education.
Education.
So, the preschool, STEM preschool. So, I'm saying, kuno kwa kuno ma preschool, you need to have a preschool kuno. Whether it's location, town, time, preschool. But I wanted to open a preschool that was unique. So I opened the first STEM preschool in Zimbabwe. So you know, it's a science, technology, engineering, and mathematics for preschool then. Because Kuno, I think, same years in Zimbabwe, so Tangira Rayo later. But when I was born in Zimbabwe, I was America, still in the preschool. So that, you know, the idea behind it is that you create any idea that you want to achieve in life.
So, Ms. Chiwunda, when you left the United States and went back home, didn't you have any fear of the political situation? Because most of us here, when you think of going home, you think of, you know, the political situation, whether you are going to get in the crossfire. What were your thoughts and what happened?
No, I didn't have any fears in that line. Why? Because I'm not a politician. And for me, you know, you focus on what you want to do. The politics is the... I trained the tomorrow, you know, to be an HR person. So the guys are in those management. That is nothing to do with politics. So, yeah, if you keep your head, you know, stick to what you know. So... That's exactly what I did. So that's what I'll tell anyone. But stick to what you know. Just work for a kind of job, you know, or at least do something else. That's what, if you're not a politician, then don't do it.
So, which means when you were here, you never you never thought of seeking asylum or something.
No.
Okay.
I think, Chris, on politics, we are joined by Mr. Caston Mateu, who is a politician. Mr. Mateu, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us. And the topic is why you have decided to go back to Zimbabwe. What has driven you to go back to Zimbabwe?
Yeah. In Mkoma, the issue is, you know, I've always been... someone who acts when something is wrong. So obviously, Ndosakandaka joined the politics because there was so much that was wrong with our country, Zimbabwe. And there is so much that has escalated since. I'll tell you, Ndakauya munomu UK 2002. And it's 2002, zvinhu zvanga zvatotanga kuipa kuZimbabwe. But I came to do my degree, and true to my nature, pandekaenda ku university, I didn't like the system epa university pangandiri in London. So what I did was I ran to the president of my university, and I became the first black person to be elected president of the Students' Union by University of East London. So I've always been someone who takes action. Sakapanya politics, what I've seen is our country has continued to deteriorate down a rocky path. So I said to myself, what can I do to assist? And then I saw, actually, you know what? One of the best ways to enact change is to be part of something and to influence change directly. That's why inini ndakapinda mu MDC. So why am I going back? Because instead of being just a talker, I want to walk the talk. That's why I've decided, no, let me go and be that agent of change in mu community yemarondira mandeka kurira. There is no point yekugara munomuka uchiona kuti no hama dzako dziri kumusha kuzvina zvina kumira musha uchiona kuti vanhu vese vakakura navaive vanzwa nekushupika uchiona kuti nyika yedu yatakakura yakatidzidzisa yandengendeka. That's why I decided no, enough is enough. I have to go there and be on the ground ndichibatsirana nevamwe kuti tiunze the much needed change in Zimbabwe.
Muri kufunga kuenda kuno mirira muri mudunhu remarondera central sezvamatimbotaura patakurukura nemi nguva yapfuura. Asi mubvunzo ndewekuti kune vamwe vemudc vari kuona kudhara ikoko kubato renyu vanenge vachitarisirwa kuti tiri kupindawo musarudzo. Chii chinokupai pfungwa yekufunga kuti munosvikotambirwa?
Ini ndiri munhu akadzidza nekukurira mumarondera imomo. Ndagara ndini munhu anoshanda nevanhu vari marondera macho kudhara tichinzwisisana. So some of them asked me to know inini ndiri national executive member mubato reMDC. Vakati no, a national executive madi kuti maita sei mauya kuzomira kunoko muri kumarondera central kune imba yenyu. Vakati no, that's not a problem. So I did my own assessment, kuti no, what can I do? How can I help? Garazie, I have a full-time job. I work at a university, Loshandapa University of Bournemouth, Munom, England. So it will be a very big change for me to go there where nothing is certain, maona. So I'm leaving a very good job, but the assurance I have is the trust and the pure ne constituents, yevanhu vari constituents mangu. So that's why I'm really confident kuti no, I know kuti kune vari kudawo asi isusu mu MDC to believe in democracy and the people will have a chance probably this summer, you know, yakuya to choose kuti who is going to stand for them. But I think I've done enough to be elected by the people of Marondera Central kuti ndivamirire mu parliament.
Thank you so much. Vamata uramba nyimuri parunare, Chris.
Yes, let's go back to Ms. Chiwunda. Ms. Chiwunda, what advice would you give to Zimbabweans living in the diaspora in these circumstances, you know, where they find themselves with jobs, education, and, you know, security where they are living?
I think we've lost Ms. Chiwunda.
We have lost her. We are having a very bad connection. And, you know, the network is pretty bad. We're just trying to get hold of other...
Pastor Ivan Mawarire.
And,
okay, maybe you can go back to Mr. Mateo.
Mr. Mateo, yes. Mr. Mateo, what really, what is the future for Zimbabweans who are living in the diaspora if you look at the situation, the current political situation back home right now?
I think the future for those in the diaspora is the situation at home is not good. So those who can wait, varikunoko. You know, we can't all go back to Zimbabwe because the truth is there is not much in Zimbabwe at the moment. But the few of us that can go and try to change things, I think everyone has a right to live where they want to live. Ah, see, kana zvinhu zvanaka. When things go back to normal, it is my wish kuti dai vamwe, not all of them, but some of those who are very skilled people who are here in the diaspora, some doctors, engineers, lawyers, and so forth, those who have gained a lot of experience can come back and help rebuild Zimbabwe. Only in a new government.
Mm. Asika va Mateu, vakuru vanoti chakatanga ndo chakachenjedza. Vese vamwe varimo muhurumende vamuri kuti vari kutadza kufambisa zvinhu nemazvo. Vamwe vavo vakatenga vazhinji vacho vakanga vari kunze kwenyika vachitodzokerawo munguva dzavo dzavaidzokerawo kumusha vachinoti vakunovakawo nyika. Asi zviri kusvika pazviri nhasi. Imi michii chitsva chamunofunga kuti mune makushandura pane mafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu?
I think the problem yakaitika mukoma ndeyekuti especially vari muzanu vanguva mbori mudiaspora of which vakawanda vakadzokera kuZimbabwe panguva yeliberation paipe after independence vachindoshanda ikoko. The problem ndeyekuti they went there and there was a very untrustworthy leader. There was corruption which was grooming muzanu PF. So those people were turned nekuda zvinhu. That was one of the major issues. Yekuti Mugabe wanted to rule for a very long time and to have no opposition. So what happened? Yekuti vanhu vese vakabva kuno handitika they went to Zimbabwe and they were changed. They forgot about, you know, good governance and they started looking more at riches. Now the difference between us and them is we have a leader who is not perfect, but who is near perfect. In terms, makaona vamwe vanhu vakapuwa power just for a year only. Vanenge vatopfuma vaita say, but look at our leader Morgan Tsvangirai. That is the reason why I can assure you, kuti that man has zero tolerance to corruption. He was in the inclusive government. He could have owned, he could have bought my farms, he could have bought my company, he could have done anything. All of those corrupt activities. But he didn't do his, he just stick to his mandate. He kutunga mira nyika, neku make sure kuti no, vanhu vane zvinhu zvanoda, my basic amenities and commodities. That's what he made sure. So inini I trust in the leadership ya Morgan Tsvangirai. Kuti anyone kuzoita corrupt nyangwe isusuwa futi kana takapindawo tada kuita corrupt, we always have a leader who pat us down. But no, this is not why we are in government. That's why I'm very convinced kuti no, we are on the right path. And kuti isusu atizoitawo zvakaita chii, zvakaita ZANU PF. You have to look at a man's history to know kuti munhu uyu kana azopinda mupati azopinda mugovernment awana power ane chisimba anozoita zvakaita sei, haazochinja here. So I'm confident kuti no, that won't happen to us.
Bata henyu makadaro vaMateo, timbonzwa kune muteereri wedu wekutanga. Tina mukoma Moses vari kuBotswana, makadii mukoma Moses?
Ndiripo.
Taura henyu.
Inini hangu ndine nyaya yakasiyana neyamuri kutaura. Nyaya ndiinayo ndeye development yesu isu vanhu vari kunze, development yatinogona kuita kumusha. Ini hangu ndine ndakauya kuno 2004. Saka iko zvino ndine machinery yandakatsvagawo yekuti ndoda kuenda kumusha, ndonokumbira kuti ndipuwe mvumo yekubatsira vamwe nekugadzira nzira maroads anoenda muzvikoro kumaruzevha nemumakliniki. Ndozvandakarongawo asi handisati ndakumbira kuti ndipuwe mvumo yacho, asi ndichaenda kumusha ndichinokumbira kuti ndipuwe mvumo.
Chiitiko chikuru chinopembedzwa ichocho mukoma Moses. Asika vamwe vanenge vachita kuti ndingogadzira mugwagwa ndisina chandinozowana kubva mune izvinhu izvo ndichishandisa zvinhu zvangu, ndifunga kuti pane chingabuda. Imi sei musinawo pfungwa yekuti munofanira kuzowana cheuviri kubva mubasa iroro?
Ndina pfungwa iyo nekuti ndinoziva tanga kana project yekurima unototanga kusofera garden racho nekuri gadzira gadzira kana razo wepo waakurima ndopo unozotanha zvirimwa zvacho chinotengesa uchizotanga kuwana chimwe chinhu.
Idunhu ripi raita mhanza iri mukoma Moses?
Ndizii kuti pandichaenda indobva kumanikaland. Asi handisa ndaziva kuti kwandichazonopuwa mvumo yekuti ndiite izvi ndekupi, asi ini ndiri kuda ikoko kumanikaland kumusha.
Saka shoko ramungapawo kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vasati vakufungawo zvekudzokera zvamunga vakurudzirawo pane urongwa hwekuti usingadzokere kumusha asi unogona kutumira budiriro kumusha?
Kurudzira ndezvekuti tisatarisa zvipo, zvipo zvinosiyana. Mumwe nemumwe ngaashandise chipo chaainacho. Ane chipo chekutungamira otungamira, ane chipo chekushanda oshanda. Munhu oshandisa chipo chake chaainacho, tirege kungoda zvatisingakwanisi.
Aiwa, ishoko rinotambirika iroro mukoma Moses.
Hongu.
Thank you so much, maita basa.
Ndatenda hangu.
Pakanaka, Chris. Mukoma Moses is urging those Zimbabweans who are yet to decide on going back home that can still be part of the development program or projects in Zimbabwe. And he said he has just acquired some machinery that he wants to use to develop mostly rural schools by maybe making roads and other requirements or necessities there. But he says he's still awaiting a clearance, or he has to send a request so that he gets cleared. Then he will start his project. So he's saying we cannot all be leaders, but we can do something to develop our areas.
Good advice. Jonga, finally, we have Dr. Admo Chuma joining us. Dr. Admo Chuma, by the way, is a former colleague of mine. We worked together at the Sunday News in the 90s. Welcome, Dr. Chuma. Yes, Dr. Chuma, can you... I'm fine, Dr. Chuma. Oh, you have a rather bad line. Very bad indeed.
Okay.
We'll call you back on your mobile. All right. Thank you.
We are still trying to reconnect with Miss Monica Chiwunda. And Pastor Ivan Mawarire, we are still trying to get hold of him. But maybe we can go back to Mr. Mateo. Mr. Mateo, manzwa muteereri mukoma Moses, vari kuti ivo vakawana equipment yavanofunga kuti ingangobatsira kusimudzira nzvimbo dzakawanda muZimbabwe, kungava nekugadzira migwagwa yemuzvikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachikurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vasati vafunga kudzokera kumusha sezvaita vaMateo, kuti vange vachitorawo nzira iyoyo kana ruoko irworwo. Imi zvii zvamungataurawo pamusoro pekurudzira yamukoma Moses?
No, I think chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Any development that yatinongokwanisa kuita semaZimbabweans ari mudiaspora, I think it's a very welcome initiative. He's doing something which is very positive. Asi chanonoda chanoda kutaura ndechekuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvinoda hungwaro. Nekuti conditions a business in our country, they are still bad. Asata anyatso right says, I know kuti kune vamwe who are making it. But for most people, especially business community in Zimbabwe, now we have foreign currency anetsa. Ndanganishinzwa nhasi chaiye kuti mumwe aenda kunotora $200 asapuwa ari ma cents. Because my notes are asubatika. So, kuti munhu manje uzotenga ma inputs to in any business ramkade kuita, zvinonetsa, because you'll have to go to South Africa, you'll have to go to Zambia, because manufacturing yedu yemuZimbabwe haina kumira mushi. So, it's a very welcome initiative, but I think business with the current environment rinoda kuitwa exercise with caution.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mateo. Do stay on the line. Chris, I understand we finally have Pastor Ivan Mawarire. May you welcome him to the program.
Yes, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, good evening. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, Chris. Thank you for having me on the program. I'm sorry you are having difficulty getting through.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, at least we finally did. Thank you so much. Yes, Pastor, first of all, before we get to the crux of the matter, people would want to know more about what this coalition that you have started in Zimbabwe.
Okay. First, I think it's important for me to be clear that this is not a coalition. Mm. It seems people have interpreted it to be a coalition. And I don't blame them because I think this is the bulk of some of the activity that has happened on the political scenery in Zimbabwe. So this is not a coalition. Let's be very clear about that. It's not a coalition. What we did is that we did a joint action because it's important for us as Zimbabweans to start to learn how to do things together. So that was a joint action that we felt represented most of the citizen movements that were started. And it's also as my citizens, our mandate comes from the issues that we are seeing on the ground. That's what we are representing, or that's what we are making noise about. Because for us citizens, it's about bread and butter issues. So yesterday's move was a joint statement about the crisis in Zimbabwe. And for us to say, as citizens, we are standing united to say this situation is indefensible.
Mm. Saka vazhinji vanenge vachizowana cheuviri sei kubva murongwa wenyiwo hunobatsira sei nyika Pastor Maori.
Rubatsiro rwatiri kuedza kuti tipanane nekuti this is the way citizens operate. Tino isusu as citizens tinoshanda tichibatsirana sevanhu. Nekuti ndo zvinoitwa nevanhu mumaraini. Handi maraini zvinonzi pakashaikwa sauti tinoenda kumba kwamainhingi. So sema citizens urongwa huu kubatsirana kuti tive nenzwi rakajeka rinonzwika. It's about helping each other to have a clear voice that can be heard. But until we do it in a united fashion, or we do it in a fashion where we are saying the same thing and speaking about the same things, ticharamba tichingo kundwa kana kuti ticharamba tisingatererwi, the government will not listen to us when people make a noise in one corner and others are making a noise in one corner and others are making in one corner. What we did last year is that we reached a point where there was a convergence, where we all said the same thing, and we need to recapture that ability. Tinofanira kudzokera zvekare panzvimbo iyo yatakamira panzvimbo imwe chete teise tichiti chakati hatisi kuda, chakati hatisi kuda, chakati tiri kuda, chakati tiri kuda. Ndomubatsiro wazvinoita.
Hmm. Yes, Pastor Mawari, let me draw you back to a couple of weeks ago. There was mention that you could be running for president. What is the situation regarding that?
You know, I think the important thing to note is that we, as Zimbabweans, we have to understand what we are able to do and what we can't do. I am not running for president in 2018, simply because Basarangu, my job is with the citizens. Now, the comment that I made and that I still make today is that any Zimbabwean who is credible, who is given a mandate by the people, should be allowed to run. Because we have gotten to a point in Zimbabwe where we almost communicate sometimes that it is criminal or frivolous for anyone to think that they can run for public office, whether it is councillor, MP, or president. We seem to laugh at each other. Kutosekana chaiko kuti haunofunga kuti ungaita MP iwe. You think you can be a councillor? Why not? And so we must now start to open up these spaces so that new people can get in. The reason why we keep recycling the same faces on both sides of the divide is that we seem not to want to allow new people or new faces or new voices to speak in the democratic process. So whilst I am not running 2018, I think we have to understand as Zimbabweans that our country is begging for new ideas that are carried with new faces, with fresh hands that don't have some of the baggage that we have carried over the years. Perhaps that's where our solution lies.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can go to Mr. Mateu briefly, then we go back to Pastor Mawarire. Mateu, tunazwati mamboti bate kweka nguwa, atina ukanga nwaye ayo.
Okay.
Zimwe zvamaita imizve kusimudzira dunhu renyu remarondera central ramuri kuda kuzonokwikwidza musati madzokera kumusha. Nokuti takamboona makore apfuura bato renyu reMDC rakamboita vakawanda vakanga vari mudiaspora vakanokwikwidza kumatunhu ekumusha uku, asi vakakundikana kana kukundwa zvakanyanya kwazvo nenhengo dzeZANU-PF. Pakapa kubuda mashoko ekuti vakanga vasingadiwe nevanhu. Zvii zvamuri kuita zvamataura kuti mamushanda nevanhu?
Firstly, I think let me correct you ipapo pakuti vanga vasingadiwe nevanhu. We all know kuti what happened in 2013 kuti there was massive systematic rigging yakaitwa. You know kuti mavote President Changirai between 2008 and 2013 they remained kind of linear. And I could change a steric. I think they changed even by just less than 100 votes. So they were pretty much consistent between 2008 and 2013. Then something happened in 2013. Mugabe increased his votes by 1 million, which in any political system and any electoral system is unprecedented. To increase your vote suddenly by 1 million. Now, you know, Morgan Changirai, Vaka lose 500,000 votes, Kumoka lose 500,000 votes, then we know what to know. So those votes came from there. But suddenly, we had 1 million new voters who all apparently voted for ZANU-PF. Now, of course, that is well documented and is disputed. However, I do agree in part with what Pastor Mawire said. Kuti, sometimes you do need some new faces. And it is. That's why people like me from the diaspora are going also to enter the political arena. In terms of what we are doing to ensure kuti, we have support on the ground. Obviously, you know, when it comes to policy, to politics, you can't divulge much of your strategy because obviously you never know who is listening. But what I can assure you is we are working with the people on the ground. Because remember, these people have suffered under ZANU-PF for the past 4 years. They have been suffering since 2013. Things have deteriorated so much. Things have happened. You know, things have gone so bad. Being inclusive government, people were being paid. Civil servants were being paid. But now, news yekuti your pay date is muswakati. That shouldn't be news. Those things should just happen like that. But now, that is not the case. So people are fed up of the ZANU-PF regime. Those long queues, pasina mari yacho futi. So putting your money mu bank is now a liability. That must stop. Mm-hmm. So people know of the issues in their communities. And I think as long as urimunhu anozivikanwa nevanhu, unombopota uchidzokera, problem inoita vamwe vakabva diaspora vachienda kutoita ma MP kuzabhuka ndekuti anga asingazivikanwe. Anongoti yasvika nguva yemaelection, aita sei ati akudzokera. But some of us go to Zimbabwe a lot of times in a year. For the past, I don't know how many years. So it's about how you are known on the ground. That is more important to people. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Rambayani Muribarunare, Chris.
Yes, back to you, Pastor Mawarire. You came here to the United States and stayed for a couple of months. Was the intention to... Was there an intention to stay here in the United... Hello? Pastor Mawarire?
I'm here with you.
Yes. I was saying, after staying here in the United States, you decided to go back home. What was the intention? Was it, when you came here, were you intending to just visit, or you just, you know, decided along the way to go back home?
I was always clear. If you had, if you got a chance to follow my communication since I left Zimbabwe on July 13, 2016. Since the day I left, I always said I'm coming back home. In every talk that I did, whether I was at universities in South Africa or universities in the United States or with newspaper journalists, I always said I'm going back home. In fact, when I did my interview with Studio 7, I did say that I am going back home. So that intention was always there. But let me speak to why. Why would someone go back home? And they have left home saying that they are afraid. It's important for us to understand that fear is a natural part of anyone, particularly those of us that are ordinary citizens that have been brought up under 37 years of a brutal a government. Most Zimbabweans, we know that if you speak up or speak out, you're going to get hurt. So it was a natural response, but I always said I was going to go back home. And one of those reasons to go back home is to start ending the cycle of fear. That's why I came back home. I didn't know what was going to be waiting for me in that Zoga Kumba. I was decided, so that I started to prove to those people in my generation, and so that more people can join, because as they say in English, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yes, but like you are pointing out that you had this atichacha mantra, you know, the moment you say that I'm fearing for my life, that kind of set people back. What do you think?
You're right. And I want to say categorically that if I was in the shoes of people, the people that had listened to me or that had rallied behind me, I would feel the same way. Kutiwona Mchindao, he has let us down. This guy has let us down. He had said he was not afraid, and now he's... I would feel the same way. I would feel like, look, This whole thing, you know, we've been let down. But I think that people would also feel the same way if they were in my shoes at the same time, in terms of, you know, what we were facing, what I was facing as an individual. But that moving on from that, for me, the important thing is that there is a larger group of people in Zimbabwe, outside Zimbabwe, who would not have ordinarily started talking about the politics of our nation openly, who are now doing so. That is a victory for the citizens of Zimbabwe, that we have broken off a large chunk of the fear that we used to have. One of the things that our government has done is that they have criminalized the challenging of a government by citizens. And yet, in our own constitution, in Chapter 4, roundabout section, I think it's Section 67, where there is the, you know, what our rights are, it talks about the fact that we have the right to challenge or to criticize even the policies of government. And yet, it's also our government has made it look over the years as if it is a crime to challenge them or to hold them to account. So that is part of why I came back, and part of, for me, part of the journey to say, no, you are allowed to hold the government to account. And that when they arrest somebody and you are able to overcome the case, you prove or you break the back of injustice around that area. For example, the issue of the flag. So various activists have now been taken to court for wearing the flag or carrying the flag. And where the government had essentially said it is illegal to carry the flag of Zimbabwe, now we have precedent that an activist was taken to court, and this is Pastor Mugadza, by the way, another fellow pastor, he was taken to court. They charged him with it, and the court determined that no, the law does not say you are not allowed to be in possession of the national flag of Zimbabwe. And so that day is a victory. So this is a process of revealing to each other what we can do, what we can't do, and revealing to each other how this government has been trampling our rights all along.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you just keep holding? We have Dr. Chuma again joining us. Welcome back, Dr. Chuma.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chris Kande. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Dr. Chuma, I understand you have a burning issue that you want to let out of your chest. Can we have that?
Oh, my God. Listen, Chris Kande, the Zimbabwe narrative is seriously problematic. I mean, it is a story that has got to be retold. It is a story that defies the very principle of freedom fighting. I left the country about 20 years ago and came here to Britain, not because I wanted to stay in this country, but because I've got no option. When I came here, I came here to advance my studies. And as a result of that, I managed to finish my PhD in one of the best universities in the UK, that is the University of Bristol. After that, my hope was to say, I'm going to go back into my country. I'm going to go back and develop my country. I'm going to go back and plow back to the very community that groomed and guided me. But then when I look back at my experiences, you remember, Chris Kande, when we were working for Zim Papers. I mean, we were told clearly that non-Ndebele journalist can be an editor of any Zim Paper newspaper. We were clearly told that until Jonathan Moyo came and dismantled that policy. But then the fact that it existed nearly 25 years after independence, it shows how Mugabe has divided that country. It shows that, it's a betrayal of people who sacrificed their lives to liberate that country. There's nothing democratic about Zimbabwe. Listen, we live here. I see some Zimbabweans. I consider myself very lucky because, I managed to at least to get a doctorate degree, and I work at a British higher education institution where I'm a program leader for a degree. Lucky me. But I see Zimbabweans who have been here for over 15 years. They don't have papers. See, people suffering here. Just last month, you heard about this guy from Zimbabwe who was threatened with deportation and decided to commit suicide instead of being deported to Zimbabwe. This is the kind of country that we have socially, politically constructed ourselves. The question is, is it the time for us to liberate ourselves from the liberators? Is this the reason why people like Herbert Chitepo died? Is this the reason why people went to the bush? I'm really, really, really angry with what is happening in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Mm. Okay, just hold on. We have a caller on the line. Just hold on.
Tina Mkoma Paul, Chris Variku, South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Paul.
Tinotendai tumakadi zenyu.
Aiwa, tototendai mimapinda pachirongwa, tipei zvamuinazvo.
Ini nhangu ndinofara ndapinda pachirongwa, asi ndinotaura kuti ndakapinda muno South Africa kubva 2007. Ndamwe ndinokuenda kumusha every about 2 to 3 months, ndinokona zvekuisika kumusha. Inini ropa rangu riri ndiri kuzwa. Ndakakura ndichirima. And ndinovimba kuti ndakadzokera kumusha ndokonisa kunge ndinokuita zvinhu zvokurima. Ndokuona kuti ndinofamba maplaza akawanda muno muSouth Africa ndinokuona zvavanenge vachinda kuita. South Africa inizivikanwa kuti haina mvura, asi nekuona kwandinoita vachinokuitsvaga mvura, vava kukwanisa kunge vachiita kudya kwakakwana munyika uyo achitengesera nedzimwe nyika, nokuti kuenda Zimbabwe chaiya tongozvitenga muno muSouth Africa. Asi chinonetsa nhau ndechekuti nyangwe wakaenda kumusha kuti unorima, wabudisa zvirimwa zvako zviya, kwokutengesera hakuchina, nekuti maindastri ayavhara. One. Two, nyangwe ichinzi maindastri ezvinezvi aripo, for example, ndakanzwa kunzi masvondo apera aya, vanhu vaakunzi havachakwanisa kunge vachitengesa chibage kumaindividuals.
government yakupindira zvakai unokontrola kuyaka yako ende vanenge vakuda kudzvanzira vanhu vaya vakarima vaya vakuva pane mari dzisingaite mari dzinobuda ende zvinorwadza zvikuru izvozvo and handizivi kuti ipapo panogadzirika sei kuti tipanzivo nezvava kuti kurima Zimbabwe inokwanisa kunge chinokurima nekuti ino zvinhu zvose mvura inowanika zviri izi dan tinoona kuti free states kwakaoma asi kunoburitsa kasi chakawandisa wakaenda even nemamwe maprovinces nyange zvezvi kwandiri zvinezvi kunoku KwaZulu-Natal kuno kudya kwakawanda nekuti vakwanisa kurima mvura indenge iri shungu yangu kuti ndikwanise kurima mvura ndozorima zvinhu zvokuti zviburitse asi kwokuzvitengesera zvavo kunonetsa manje
mamune hurongwa hwekudzokera kumusha riini mungomapo
inini ndino hurongwa hunge ndichidzokera kumusha ndofunga naseptembe October nokuti ndine kwakwanisa kunge ndichiwana mainji ndekunge ndichizopipapamusha pangu ndekukwanisa kudzira mvura nekuti otherwise kana village yose inokwanisa kunge zvirati takwanisa kunge tichitaurirana tichishandisa tati bhoho tiita mairrigations ndezvekuti kuenda kumapurazi nofunga misha iyi yatinayo tikakwanisa kunge tichishandisa masmallpot atinenge tinawo kana minda yedu iyoyo nemazvo nekusokuonekwa kwandikaita kunoku tinge tisingambofanira tango chem kuti tichitenda mapurazi kwai kwatizokwanisa kuzopiwa mazi munda akakura isusu tichakwanisa kunge tichitasi tichikwanisa kuzvikurima kurima minda yose small portions atinadzedzo dzedzo ndofunga dzakakwanisa kuitwa propa management dzinotiburitsira zvinhu zvakawandisa zvikuru zvokuti kana mamwe mapurazi iwayaye mamwe atikatora atava kuisa gwenga nawo nekutema miti yatiri kuita iyai inonge tava kuzoita zvakarurama asi nekuti nyange wakarima zvinhu zvacho hurumende yedu isiti dzvinyiriri inotanga kukontrora chinhu chanhu chavo kuburitsa chacho ichocho izvino zvinhu zvavanoita vakapa vanhu mbeu dzekuti varime chibage
chingodimurai mukomapo tine vamwe vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa ndizvozvo. Thank you so much. Chris Mukomapo is calling from South Africa. He says he's a farmer. He loves farming and he's seeing a lot of progressive farming in South Africa. He says South Africa is it's a country that does not have more water than Zimbabwe, but people there, they have means to do agriculture, which is coping, and he thinks that he will take that home and do farming. But he says the problem is there is nowhere to sell your produce in Zimbabwe, and also the government interferes in the buying of like he gave the example of maize, that the government controls the maize buyers, who is going to buy, who is not going to buy, which he thinks is not good. Maybe we can go to Mr. Mateo. You heard what Dr. Chuma just said. Do you have anything to say on that, Mr. Mateo?
Yes. It was very interesting listening to the last speaker. Let me just say, the problems that besiege Zimbabwe today, they are not a cause of nature. And they are not like a political tornado or the political earthquake, which is nature. Their main man-made problems. These are problems that can be solved nesu maZimbabweans. These are problems that can be solved if we have a competent government that actually cares about the country, that actually cares about the business community, that actually cares about the youth of today, that actually cares about Machembere Edu. These problems are man-made. And the truth is, it makes me angry listening to all these people. It just tells us one thing. ZANU-PF and Mugabe have failed us. They have failed us. What we need, actually, is people who are competent and people who care about their country, patriots. So, I'm very sorry to hear, like, some of these stories. But what I can say is, ndisu tinokwanisa kuzvichinja. We are the people who can make a difference. Make sure that we put we need to vote and to vote. Things can change.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Chris.
Yes, Pastor Mawarire, we are coming to the end of the show. We only have a couple of minutes, but we have a number of callers. I mean, a number of our listeners who have actually sent us some questions.
And that caller is a question for Pastor Mawarire.
Yes, the question, Pastor Mawarire, is that why is it that it seems like the government is holding your case with the gloved hands when compared to other cases where you have people disappearing? And this one comes from Mr. Muzwe Tunube. Pastor Mawarire?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think first and foremost, I find it surprising when my fellow citizens say that you are being treated lightly or the case is being handled with gloves by the Zimbabwean government. Let's agree that being harassed in any way is not just and should never, ever be excused. Kuti someone actually says, kuti it's wrong thinking. We should never be arrested in the first place when we have not committed a crime. The second thing that I want to say is that I have been through a lot. You can't tell me kuti kusungwa wachenget kwa mujeri for days. Where I spent 12 days in Chikurudi maximum prison, in the D section, the dangerous section of Chikurudi maximum prison, is being treated lightly. Kutorerwa passport yangu and not being allowed to travel to see my family. You can't tell me that that is being treated lightly. So I think Mazimbabwe ngati pabate ipapo kuti munhu akasungwa nehurumende inoyi asina chaita ipapo kungosungwa ipapo. That is not being treated lightly. Kana vanhu vachiona kunge muri kuona pa TV zvisingakunakidzei kuti uyu haana kukuvara zvinonakidza kana kuti uyu haana kukuvara zvinokonvinzika. This one has not been harmed in a convincing way. I think we are losing it and we are missing the point here.
Yeah. Can I say this?
Yes, that's... can you just hold on a second? We have another caller, who Matsibaba, who says there's just one question to ask Pastor Mawarire.
Yes.
Matsibaba, go ahead.
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu mukoma. Ndaikumbira mukadzora volume yeradio yenyu zvishoma.
All right. Ndinogona kumbomuvha pairi nekuti chirongwa chairi kutaura ndochinonditsatisfaira chairo.
Ndizvozvo, saka muvhai mubve pane ruzha nokuti tirunzwa ruzha.
Muite chop chop.
Ngodimurai nokuti nguva dzadyana. Itai gwa 30 seconds.
Zvazvakaita manje tinofara chaizvo kana muine chirongwa chakaita sezvizvizvi. Handiti munonge muchititaurira chokwadi, ndimunotatiudza chokwadi, handizvobvi. Asi zvazvakaita manje matongerwo enyika hapindi vana pasta vakaita sana Pasta Evans Mawarire. Basa ravo nderokuparidzira vanhu kuti vaende kudenga. Kana vava kutaura nhau idzidzizi dzepolitics ivo vari pasta vanenge vachitobira Mwari.
Madzibaba Noah, Madzibaba Noah, regai tichipa pasta mukana wekukupindurai nekuti kwasara 30 seconds kuti chirongwa chipere. Pasta, manzwa mubvunzo uyu, pindurai.
Ndazvizwa Madzibaba Noah, ngativerengei Bhaibheri redu zvakakwana tisasiyirire. Shoko ramwari rinotaura kuti isusu sevanhu vamwari basa redu ibato rekumirira zvakanaka, uyezve kuti titaure zvakaipa zvinoitika munyika medu ndo basa redu ratinopuhwa namwari iroro. Nekubatanidza vanhu ndo basa redu ratinaro. Kana ndiri munhu anovhota munyika mangu, muromo ndinotaura hazvina basa kuti ndiri pasta kana ndiri makanika. Saka ipapo ngatiregedzei kuda kuvharirana mukana wekuti mune umwe avaki nyika yake.
Maita basa regaiti mbonzwa kuna vamateu kuti
Dr. Chuma is there. Dr. Chuma is screaming at the background.
No.
Dr. Chuma, make it 30 seconds or so. We are out of time.
No. I can't make it 30 seconds. I need 5 minutes.
We are out of time, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine. That's all right. I think Pastor Mawarire is one of the most respectable guys I've ever seen in post-colonial Zimbabwe. I mean, in terms of his contribution he has made in trying to liberate us, most of these people, to be honest with you, the one thing that Robert Mugabe has bequeathed...
You know, unfortunately, Dr. Chuma, time is out. Unfortunately, we'll have to end it there. That there was Dr. Admo Chuma from the UK. We also had Pastor Ivan Mawarire from Harare and Mr. Caston Mateo, a politician in the UK. And of course, a businesswoman, Monica Chiwunda. And all the callers, thank you. The name is Gande. Good night.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, Tushangana Mneshimwe Chirongwa, Studio 7, Morara Shakanaka.